With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the fourth chapter of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah. It also happens to be the last Perek of the whole Sefer of Zmanim, which means today we are making a siyum on Sefer Zmanim. So the Rebbe in Likutei Sichos Chelek Lamed Tes, page 33, links the ending, the conclusion of Sefer Zmanim with the opening of Sefer Nashim, tomorrow's Shir Rambam, the beginning of Sefer Nashim. What do we learn today in the final halacha, in halacha Yudalid, that if a person unfortunately only has one candle, and it's Shabbos Chanukah, and you have to choose whether you're going to use the candle for Ner Beis, for the Shabbos candle, for the Friday night candle, or to use it for the candle of Chanukah. So the Rambam paskins that Ner Beis Koidem, that what is of greater importance, that's having the Shabbos candles kindled, because they are connected to Shalom Beis. They are connected to bring about an additional level of peace in the home. And the greatness and the importance of peace, says the Rambam, that we find in the laws of Soito, that the name of God Almighty in certain circumstances should be erased in order to bring about peace between a man and his wife. So you see the greatness of Shalom. And the Rambam concludes by writing that Godel HaShalom, that greatest peace, Shekol HaTorah Nitna Laseh Shalom Ba'olam, that all of the Torah was given to bring about peace in the world. And as the Rebbe explains, Al Pi Remez, the connection is obvious, that where do we find peace in the world? Where does peace in the world begin? It begins in the home, which is connected to all of the laws of marriage and Sefer Nashim. And furthermore, the Rebbe explains that how do we begin Sefer Nashim? When the Rambam is telling us that even prior to the giving of the Torah, prior to Matan Torah, there was marriage, but there was no obligation of doing an act of Kedushin prior to marriage. Now, obviously, marriage in itself binds the couple together, but their connection becomes a lot firmer established, it becomes a lot stronger, if even before they get married, they make Kiddushin. In other words, they bind themselves to each other prior to the Nisuyin. That is what connects them even better, and therefore brings about a higher level of peace. And the Rebbe explains with this the following. He says that L'choyda people can ask, you're telling me Shokol HaToyra Nitna only Lasei Shalom Ba'olam? The Torah was given to the Jewish people. So what does it mean it was given to make peace in the world? So the Rebbe says that you can divide the Yiddishkeit into two categories. There are those parts, there are those mitzvahs, there's a part of Yiddishkeit that's dealing with items, with matters that are completely, to begin with, removed from the world. Many ritual mitzvahs are that way. However, there's another part of Yiddishkeit, and that is that even when we are involved, bi'inyanei ha'olam, that's the greatest example would be getting married. There is a way to get married as a Yid does. There is the Torah on marriage. In other words, the Torah is bringing a certain amount of Shalom, not only to the parts of Yiddishkeit that transcends the world, not only to a Ruchnius Dike existence, which to begin with over there is less issues that have to be resolved. There is a less effort needed to make a Shalom. But even in Inyanei Ha'olam, the Torah was given, and actually the Iker concept of the Torah was Dafka to make a Dira B'tachtoinim, that even when we are involved in Inyanei Ha'olam, we do it within the parameters of Torah, and indeed that's the connection that we are concluding Sefer Zmanim, and we are beginning Sefer Noshim, emphasizing the importance of bringing about peace in the world, beginning with bringing about peace in the families, which begins with how we initiate our marriages, that it's done by doing an act of Kiddushin, which binds the couple even before they get married.